I'm kind of homesick for country which I never seen before. No sad goodbye. And time won't matter anymore. You'll understand I'm longing for you. And the Sunday on the I'll stand there, my home shall be eternal. You alone, sweet you alone, I'm looking now across that river, and where my faith shall end its flight. A few more days left into labor, and I will my heavenly flight. Beulah, I'm longing for you, and the Sunday on the I'll stand there. Shall be done.
We're pleased to have two singers this morning. Thank you, Mr. Bird, and Ames Lincoln is going to do one for us.
Thank you. Thank you. Those are two songs that I really enjoy. Beulah Land, what a great job, Brother Bert. You always do a fantastic job with that song. Amen.
Amen.
And Ansley is just doing so good with the keyboard. You taught yourself how to play, didn't you? Oh, there you are. Okay, I knew you were there somewhere. I'm looking around. Where'd she go? Praise the Lord for that. Amen. You may be glad to be in God's house today.
Amen.
Anybody have the flu yet? No, quite a few people are. How many of you are glad you're feeling better? Amen. I tell you, poor Bethel had to shut down today. We're glad to have Miss Patsy visiting with us today because they just have so many members with the flu right now. We're just going to pray that God will continue to heal. But from what I've heard, we may not have actually reached the peak of it yet. That's what they were saying on the news. So be careful. The importance of making sure you wash your hands good. And we have a fresh bottle of hand sanitizer back there. Y'all feel free to use it. We got a gallon pump jug downstairs if we need to bring more. Amen. So just be aware of that. And we just pray that nobody else gets that. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 6.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We're going to talk today about where our treasure is. When you think of the word treasure, for some people it may mean this big chest full of gold and silver and jewels. But Jesus had a different message when he was talking about this to his disciples. We're going to look at verses 19 through 21 in Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to ask those of you that can, if you will, stand to your feet in reverence and honor of reading God's word. We're only going to read three verses today, beginning with verse 19. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Father God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's here today. I just pray, Lord, in the next few minutes, Lord, that your will and your way will be done here at this service. Lord, empty myself of me, and Lord, let it be nothing about me, but all about you, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. What is it you really treasure in life? Have you ever thought about it? For some, it may be a nice home. Maybe you treasure a fancy car or an expensive wardrobe, fancy clothes and shoes. For others, it may be the pursuit of wealth and worldly possessions. Guys, don't get me wrong here. There's nothing wrong with those things. There's nothing wrong with having a nice home. There's nothing wrong with having a nice car or expensive clothes. There's nothing wrong with having worldly possessions and being wealthy. The only time this is wrong is when they hold a larger place in your heart than your love for Jesus. Amen. That's when it becomes wrong in your life. For you see, there's nothing wrong with these things in and of themselves. And Jesus was trying to make a point here. He's not saying it's wrong to be rich. He's not saying it's wrong to have a nice new car or anything like that. Of course, I wouldn't know about that, amen. But one of these days, I'm going to get one eventually. But he's not saying that. What he's trying to teach his disciples is a valuable lesson here about serving him. Let's take a look this morning at what God's word says about treasuring things in this life. We're going to look at verse 19 for just a minute. Verse 19 tells us we should not store up treasure here on this earth. We shouldn't be storing up treasure here on this earth. You know, for a lot of people, they want to do all they can, be all they can, amass all they can, while they still have time to go out and do these things. Why is Jesus telling us not to store up treasure on earth? Does he mean that we shouldn't have any of the above mentioned things? No, I don't think so. I think he's telling us in more words or less that we should not spend our lives worrying about piling up worldly possessions. I really believe that's what he's trying to tell us here. He's not saying there's anything wrong with those. He's just saying that, hey guys, if this is your driving force, if all you're concerned with in this earth and on this earth is trying to amass all you can in this world, you're going to miss the big picture. You're going to miss what it is I've really called you to be. You're going to miss your call to greatness. How many of you believe God's called you to greatness? Say amen.
Amen.
I believe God's called everybody in this place to something great. The question is, are you going to allow the world to hinder you from getting where God wants you to be as far as your greatness? I believe God's got something great for each and every person here. You know, the problem with worldly things is that they can so consume us that we forget to put Jesus in his rightful place in our hearts. Sometimes the pursuit of these things can completely choke out our desire to serve Jesus. And that's what I think Jesus was trying to make here, the point he's trying to make. Hey guys, I don't have a problem with these things as long as I have my rightful place in your heart.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Sometimes we forget that. We can get so caught up in living our lives that we forget the most important thing, and that is serving Jesus. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Guys, the most important thing you will ever do in your life is your service to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
That's the most important thing. No decision you will make in your life is any more important than the decision to follow him and to serve him and to accept him as your Savior, because all other decisions you make will not matter if you've not made that one main decision in your life. So once you've decided to follow Jesus, don't you want to be all you can be for him?
Yes.
I know that's what I want to do. I'm not there yet by any means. I'm still a work in progress. I'll be the first to admit to you, hey, there are times when I treasure the wrong thing. There's times when I don't stay focused on what God wants me to stay focused on. But at the end of the day, I know one thing. I'm going to continue to serve him no matter what the cost. No matter what people might say or think or do around me, I'm going to continue to focus on serving Jesus. I don't think that the average believer intends to purposefully ignore God. But guys, sometimes we get so wrapped up with pleasing ourselves and impressing others that we forget to whom we owe our very lives. Guys, we would have nothing. How many of you realize you would have nothing if it weren't for God? We wouldn't have anything. We wouldn't have a home. We wouldn't have clothes. We wouldn't have a job. If it wasn't for a God who loves us and loved us enough to give us many, many chances at life on this earth. You know, God could have easily wiped us out. He could have taken everybody out with that flood and said, you know what, I'll just be content to stay here in eternity right by myself. But no, he had a better plan. He had a bigger plan, and we were part of that plan, and we're going to continue to be part of that plan as long as we're here on this earth.
Amen.
God is the reason you exist.
Yes.
And until you realize that, nothing else is going to be important to you. Once you realize that I am because of who he is, then you will get where God wants you to be. Amen?
Amen.
You got to realize that first. You got to realize that I am and I exist because he exists. Because he is the author and creator of life. Guys, these earthly things are easily destroyed by various things as well as being easy targets for thieves. We're going to look at verse 20 in just a second. We need to realize that things on this earth are temporal, and one day they're going to all be left behind. It's not going to matter. Look at verse 20. Verse 20 says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I think that verse is talking about there. I don't necessarily think that verse is saying that your worldly possessions, you know, somebody's going to break in and steal all of them from you. I think what Jesus is trying to say there is, if you let him, the devil will use those things to steal you from Jesus.
Yep.
That's what he's trying to say there. And what he's saying about the moth and the rust and all that kind of stuff is, one day these things are going to disintegrate away. They'll be no more. You won't have them anymore. The only thing you will have is the faith that you choose to stand on for Jesus.
Amen.
That's the only thing that's going to be important in the end. So, where are you in your walk? If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I'm hoping and praying you'll find Him soon. Because none of this is really going to matter to you, and it's not going to mean a whole lot to you until you've made that decision. Guys, verse 20 is telling us, instead of storing up worldly things, we should be storing up treasure in heaven, where nothing can destroy it. Your salvation cannot be destroyed by the enemy.
Amen.
Your salvation cannot be destroyed. Nothing the devil can do can destroy who you are in Jesus. Isn't that great? Amen.
Amen.
That's a great thing to know. Nothing he can do can change who you are in Christ. Now, we can certainly choose to follow him from time to time and get off the path and get out of fellowship with God. But he can't do anything to change who you are in Christ. I want you to be sure that you understand that. When we focus on doing kingdom work, guys, we're earning jewels in our crown that will one day reap us heavenly rewards.
Amen.
Guys, isn't it going to be great one day when we're sitting here facing Christ in the judgment seat of Christ, and we get to cast our crowns at His feet, and we get to hear Him tell us to come on into heaven and receive the rewards that we've so richly earned because of what we did here on this earth. Because our treasure was in the right place.
Amen.
Because our heart was in the right place. One day we're going to hear that. We're going to get to cast those crowns at His feet as He tells us what we've earned for doing so. Guys, we so often don't think about heavenly rewards because they're not things that we can see on this earth. We are so visually oriented. You ever notice that about people? People are visual. They're visual learners. They got to be able to see things before they can really believe in them. Well, guess what? Anybody ever seen Jesus personally? Anybody ever seen God personally? How many of you believe He exists? Raise your hand. Okay, so we believe in something we can't see. Why can't we put our faith and trust in somebody that we can't see and in heavenly rewards that we can't see and just understand that, hey, I got to do all of those I can to try to get all I can be and be all I can be for God.
Amen.
We can't see those things. So sometimes we don't think about heavenly rewards because they're not something we come in contact with and see every day. But let me tell you something. If you're a believer in Christ, you see them every day. They're in the forms of your brother and sister in need. They're in the form of this person just lost their job and needs something. They're around you every day. We see them, but sometimes we choose not to look at them. We choose to turn away from them. It's a shame that we're so concerned with the things that we can see while losing sight of the things that we cannot see. They're there. We've just got to look for them, guys. It is the heavenly things that will have tremendous value for us. Not the things that we can assign a monetary value to. Guys, everything I have that's worth some form of money in this world will mean nothing when I take my last breath. That's not going to matter. What's going to matter is, what did I do for the kingdom with the time God gave me here on this earth? That's what's important, guys. It's not all about what you can get. When we focus on heavenly rewards, we're not concerned with trying to keep up with our neighbors. We're not worried about being out of the loop, but rather we're concerned with doing as Jesus would do. We're concerned with doing as Jesus would do. What would Jesus do? You know, there was a big movement to wear those WWJD bracelets for a while. Some people still wear them. I think they're great. But they don't, yours broke. They don't mean anything. If you're not doing what Jesus would do, that's what you wear them for, to remind you, hey, am I doing what Jesus would do in this situation? I think they're great as a reminder, but guys, we got to start thinking about that. What would Jesus do? We got to think about that before we speak. We got to think about that before we act. We got to think about that before we make every decision as we walk out the door each and every day. Am I going to be pleasing to God and in turn earn jewels for my crown and store up heavenly reward?
Amen.
That's what we got to be thinking about. Why is it that more believers are not focused on what Jesus is telling us to do here? Why is it so important to us here on this earth to try and get all we can? Guys, if we would just let go of our pursuit of all of these worldly things and get more in tune with God, then this world would be a better place to live. Amen?
Amen.
This world would not be the world it is today if more people were focused on doing kingdom work. Now, I'm a realist. I know, hey, if you read the scripture in the book of Revelation, John's given the dimensions of heaven. And the dimensions of heaven nowhere near are going to be the dimensions of hell, I can tell you that. Hell's going to be a much bigger place than heaven is. You know why? Because unfortunately there are going to be a whole lot more people there. But guys, don't let it be because of you not saying something to somebody that you add to those numbers. Don't let it because of you not being willing to do something that those numbers are added to. When you get to heaven and you're standing before Jesus as a believer, don't let him question you about why you didn't say something to somebody that you came in contact with every day. Guys, we got to treasure that. We got to look forward to that. You know, I believe a lot of this has to do with the fact that overall we're very selfish people. And in order to store up treasure in heaven, we got to shift our focus from pleasing ourselves to pleasing God. And that's hard to do, isn't it?
Amen.
That's hard for some people to do. It's hard for some people to say, okay, I'm going to deny myself, and I'm going to pick up my cross, and I'm going to follow you, Jesus. It's much easier to say, oh, well, I've got to do this, and I want to do that, and I'm going to, I'm, instead of denying ourselves and doing what Jesus has called us to do. That's what we got to do, guys. Verse 21. Look at verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Verse 21 tells us where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. You know what Jesus is saying here is basically? It's going to be obvious to people what you treasure in this world. It's going to be obvious to them what it is you treasure. Guys, if we treasure sleep, then probably we're not going to make it to church a lot of times. If that's what we treasure. If we treasure working, then we're not going to care what kind of job we have. If we have to work every Sunday, it's not going to matter to us if we treasure working more than we do serving Jesus. If we treasure leisure activities, then our focus will be on having fun, and we're going to have little time to fit anything else into our schedule. And that's the cold, sad, hard reality of it, guys. I'm not here to accuse anybody of anything. I'm just here to tell you, guys, that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We need to examine where our treasure is. We need to examine where our heart is. If we treasure making and saving money, all that we can amass, then most likely we're not going to be dropping much of anything into the offering plate to help build up God's kingdom. That's just a cold, hard reality. If all we're about is what kind of money I can make and I can store up and I can keep, then we're probably not going to give it back to God like he would like to see us do. He doesn't need it. He's just looking for obedience from his children. He's just looking for that. Guys, it's a matter of where our heart lies. It's a matter of where our heart lies. Guys, we're going to make time for the things that are important to us. That's the bottom line. We're going to make time for the things that are important to us. I want to ask you this question today. Do you treasure your relationship with Jesus? Do you really treasure that relationship? Or is it just a casual acquaintance? Oh, Jesus, hey, how you doing? I'll see you next week. And then we go on about our daily life. Oh, Jesus, hey, I meant to call you today. I promise I'll call you next week. Then we go on about our business. But oh, let something happen in our lives. Oh, dear God, please. My father's dying. My mother's dying. I need you. You see the point I'm trying to make, guys? Jesus wants us to talk to him every day. He wants us to treasure him every day. He doesn't want us to just come to him when things are going wrong. But that's what we do so many times. All we communicate with God is when we need something done. when we want something done. And then when God doesn't answer our prayer the way that we thought He should answer it, we get mad at God sometimes. When in reality, we've left Him behind up to that point in our life. Guys, I'm not saying because you communicate with God every day and you're in prayer and you're in fellowship with fellow believers that bad things aren't going to happen, because they are. But I'm going to tell you this. Jesus is going to give you that comfort and give you that peace and give you that tranquility when those times come. But now, if you're ignoring Him and you're putting your treasure somewhere, you're taking treasure from somewhere else and putting it in your heart, then you may not feel His comfort when those times come. You may not feel His peace when those times come. Guys, I just want you to be all you can be for Jesus. Amen. How many of you want that in your life? Say amen.
Amen.
I want to be all I can be for Jesus. I don't want to just be a casual contact for Jesus. I want Jesus when I am sitting across from Him. And I talked with our youth about this today. See, this is what I don't think some people really get the picture of. How many of you have a reverent fear of God? Raise your hand. Well, you better. If you didn't raise your hand, you better get it up pretty soon, because you need to have one. And let me tell you why you need to have one. Because you're going to be sitting face to face with Jesus one day. And you're going to have to give an account of what you did here on this earth. And if you chose to put other things in your heart that you treasure more than Him, you're going to have to explain that. And I don't know about you, but that scares me. That scares me to the point where I want to be all I can be for Jesus. Where I want to get my life straightened out. And in areas I'm weak in, I want to get strong in them. Because one day we're going to have to do that, guys. I don't think that this world has a whole lot of reverent fear of God. Just look at the way some people act. Obviously, God doesn't enter the picture in their life. I'm praying that He does at some point in time. But guys, to bring this all to a close, hey, who's in control of you and I as persons? We are. Ultimately, we answer to God in the end, right? But who's responsible for our day-to-day activities? We are. So if we treasure serving Jesus, then our life's going to reflect it. And in the end, we're going to get those heavenly rewards that Jesus is telling His disciples we ought to be striving for each and every day. You know, we serve a God who loves us, right? You know God loves you no matter what, right? You can't make Him love you any less tomorrow than He loves you today. You can't make Him love you any less today than He will tomorrow, than He will 10 years from now, 40 years from now. He's still going to love you. But you got to want to love Him. Amen.
Amen.
You got to want to love Him like you love some of these material things in your life. Myself included here. I can't let these things get in my way of serving my Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what I'm going to strive for. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Father God, I thank You, Lord, for this day. I thank You for every person that's here today, Lord. I thank You for Your word. Jesus, I thank You for what You taught us in these three powerful verses here about not putting our value in things that one day are going to be gone. One day, somebody else is going to be living in our earthly house. One day, somebody else is going to be wearing our clothes. One day, somebody else is going to be driving our car. One day somebody else is going to be spending all that money that we left behind. But Lord, in the end, what's really important is what we did with what You gave us for Your kingdom. God, I pray in Your precious Son Jesus' holy name that if there are those here today that need to come and pray in this altar, God, I pray they'll come. If there's those that need to accept You as their Savior, I pray that today will be the day. Once again, Lord, I pray for the sick. We've got a lot of people out sick, Lord. I pray that You'll heal them, bring them back to us. And Lord, I just pray that Your will and Your way will continue to be done in our lives each and every day, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What are we singing?
Hymn 433.
Hymn number 433. Let's stand and sing hymn 433.